Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive, comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot, non-life-threatening injury. At that point, they were able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In basketball, the Western Conference Finals has Golden State traveling to Dallas, Texas tonight. The Warriors lead the series 3-1 in the best of seven. The Biden administration is being accused of allowing the baby formula shortage to become a crisis.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse? Or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
NASA's James Webb Space Observatory successfully watched a moving asteroid as the telescope keeps performing as expected. The successful tracking of a nearby object shows that the telescope can keep a watch on solar system objects as well as distant galaxies for the next 20 years. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax overnight, says the Biden administration is the enemy of energy independence in America. And because of this policy, Americans are made to pay more than ever before. And the buck stops at the White House.
Very concerned about the price at the pump. In our Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee today, we were trying to push some amendments forward that would deal with these issues. You know, getting the EPA, Department of Energy, to approve these drilling permits. There are about 5,000 drilling permits that are languishing. People who hold leases and want to move forward and drill, but they can't. they're waiting to get that drill permit. Of course, this administration could choose to take some actions like restarting the Keystone Pipeline, which, Bob, by the way, would have been finished by the end of the year had Biden not stopped it. They could go ahead and open back up the area in Alaska, which is set aside for drilling, which they have now said, oh, you can't go drill there.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do because it's that important, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the American dream, this Democratic Republic is all at risk. And no doubt about it, Joe Biden and his acolytes, along with the World Economic Forum, the globalist, Klaus Schwab, I mean, just go right on down the list. You know who they are. Those elites here in our own country who have sworn their allegiance not to the United States and not to preserve and protect and defend our Constitution, but to preserve their own wealth brought to you by the communist Chinese. These are the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and they're undeniable. This is what's happening. This is why everything is upside down and on its head. Forget about the Constitution. In their eyes, that is old news, and the new news is the fourth revolution that Klaus Schwab has been touting from the World Economic Forum. So stay tuned for details as the economist from, I believe it was from Sweden, I think, she said, we are going through this transformation and you just have to suck it up, Buttercup, my words, because pain is coming to River City and you just have to put up with it. John Whitehead joins us now. He's an attorney and an author, a constitutional attorney, so you know why I care for him so much, and I'm so grateful that God brought John into my life and into this radio show. Gosh, John, I think it's been like 6-7 years, I think, when we first started.
It's been kind of time, Bill. Yeah, we've got a lot of interviews and trying to get information out to the folks. Yep.
Yep. He is the founder president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. And I agree that we the people must rise up to save our rights and this country. We're going to talk about these mass shootings, this vicious cycle fueled by America's toxic cult of violence has little to do with guns, because if there weren't guns, just like Australia has discovered, John, that, people want to kill people, and they'll do it one way or another, guns or no guns, right?
Yeah, it's in fact, the FBI study showed that more people were killed by blunt instruments, knives, and hammers than guns in a single year. So it isn't just guns, no, but guns obviously make it a bit easier, a lot easier in some situations. But what we're doing is we're creating a culture where having any kind of instrument may be dangerous. And the way we're bringing our kids up without basically any morality, without any respect for themselves as we the people, having and being citizens and getting involved in our government, they're not doing any of that. They're isolating. Kids are watching these video games now that I talk about in this particular commentary you're talking about on mass shootings at our website, Rutherford.org, is they're training them to blow things away. I mean, if you've ever been watching those video games, the first couple times I saw somebody playing one and I saw what it was, I went, you're kidding me. They're just blowing hundreds of people away that are being taught to kill and blow people away. And that's where we're headed, you know. And again, a lot of it's funded by the government, you know. What Eisenhower called the military-industrial empire is funding a lot of the video games, movies. Over 1,800 movies and TV shows have actually been influenced and guided by the NSA, National Security Agency. Mm-hmm. So we're at that point where James Madison said we ought to mistrust all those in power. Well, this is coming from not just one place. If somebody's just jumping on a young man is just jumping and killing people, and you go back to Adam Lanza 10 years ago shooting all these people, what's driving that? What's driving them crazy? Why is the suicide rate among teenagers so high in America today? What's happened to our culture? Mm-hmm. And we've lost our morality. We've lost our essence, our need to move forward. Why do we live if we're living just to have sex, parties, and stuff like that? Well, I talk to a lot of young kids today. That's all they care about.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking toward a future where they'll fight for freedom or they'll help keep America, you know, out there safe. They want to party, have fun, drink, have sex, and move on. But again, James,
and move on to what, John? See, this is the thing, and you know, the fact that
more until they kill themselves or until they burn out.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, John.
You're right.
Yeah,
but here's the point. John Adams said it. Our Constitution was written for moral and religious people. Otherwise, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get the churches active. Get out there. Let's get the message out that there is a morality, there's right, there's wrong, and there's a need to stand up for freedom nonviolently and teach those things to kids. But listen, you go to your schools today, they're not taught the Bill of Rights, they're not taught any of this stuff.
Right, exactly. Well, because we have amoral leadership, John, so what do you expect? We've got a president of the White House that somehow thinks he can be a Catholic and still have communion. You know, Nancy Pelosi's up in arms because her own archbishop in San Francisco says, I don't want to serve you communion because you can't support, as a Catholic, you can't support abortion and receive the Holy Eucharist. Now, the archbishop in D.C., of course, which demonstrates his commitment to morality and the Word of God, says, that's okay, don't worry, you can come here. Well, you know, these are the mixed messages that we're giving these kids. Now, I want to go back for just a moment because I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and she had told me, she's from Movie Guide, and she said, Bill, this kid was addicted to video games, to your point. I mean, people don't think that video games are addicting. This is an 18-year-old with all his future and talents and giftings and everything ahead of him. And he's lost his mind to such a degree, he tells somebody he's going to kill his grandmother, who raised him and protected him because he was abandoned by a drug-addled mom and a dad, God only knows what. But again, you know, fatherlessness is the greatest crisis in America today, right?
Yes.
And so this kid is the product of all this mess. It's the product of our culture. And you're right, John. We in the culture have to take responsibility for this. Yes, we cry out to the church and others and people of faith. Look, we have got to stand in the gap against this madness, or we're going to continue to lose our kids, whether it's to fentanyl, suicide, or, you know, to these horrific kind of events that continue to shock us. And then, of course, our leadership, their ideas, well, let's get rid of the guns.
Yes.
Oh, John,
not,
please.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, the gun sales exploded in America.
Well, of course, because it's common sense. Because, you know,
guns,
John,
are everywhere. And here's the other thing. If they want to outlaw guns, what's going to happen? There's going to be a black market in guns.
Oh, without
people
a doubt.
They're going to still get guns. But, you know, they're going to be going, look what we've done. What have you done?
It's all the criminals.
It's just a big game. It's a big game they're playing. That's all.
Well, I was thinking, John, this morning as I was doing my Peloton workout, I said, this might be rather bold. I mean, if Beto O'Rourke and President Biden, as an example to everybody, said, okay, from now on, we're not going to have anybody around us. None of our security will carry guns.
Exactly.
And in fact, we're going to let everybody know that everything around us is gun safe. Okay.
Yes.
No guns around, as an example, because, I mean, if that's what they're going to do to our kids, why don't they be the example and put their guns down and show us how it's going to work?
Exactly. That's a good point. I've made it many times. Yeah, they're surrounded by guns, so they actually believe in guns.
Could you imagine how long that would last?
It wouldn't last very long.
Not at all. John White is with us. He is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, constitutional attorney, author of Battlefield America. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
John White.
Whitehead continues with us. We're talking mass shootings, the vicious cycle fueled by America's toxic cult of violence. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And, John, I want to pick this up, you know, as we were saying, got a couple of tweets here. Brilliant. I mean, let's see if these politicians can drop their guns and be an example, you know, to the rest of us, if they really believe that if we took guns out of here, that somehow we would have control. Although we do have, you know, cities like New York that tried that out and didn't work too well for them, did it?
It absolutely won't work, no. And again, they're going to keep their guns. They're going to keep their power. They're going to be in their limousines. We're going to be paying for it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, all those people in Washington, D.C., go around in limos and with guns and all these multiple people, even running by their cars, by the way, in some instances,
mm-hmm. Right.
with guns. So that's the point. But what they want is control of the American people, and they use any kind of crisis to say we're going to do this, we're going to crack down on all this and that. And so, but it's just more political baloney. Like I say, with the gun sales shooting out of the sky and going here and there, people, there are going to be guns everywhere. And listen, watch out, because here they're going to use this for more surveillance, by the way. They're watching mm-hmm. everything we're doing, and they're going to be putting, now they're going to be putting these cameras up in cities that actually everybody that passes by is considered basically an enemy or an extremist.
Right.
They're going to be watching everything you're doing. So,
well, all this technology that they've been using yeah. in China, that the oligarchs, the social media yeah. oligarchs, Zuckerberg and the rest of them, have built out for China, is now available, lickety-split. And then what are you hearing from some of these Democrats, you know, elected leaders that we have there on the Beltway? They're saying, hey, you know what? We like the way the communist Chinese run their government. We think that's the model of the government of the future, right?
Yes, and if people look at my book, Battlefield America, I have a section on Nazi Germany. The FBI actually sent over during Nazi Germany's big times, sent their FBI people over. They love the way the police operate there by rounding people up and putting them away. So mm-hmm. it goes back. But here's another thing that most people don't realize. The FBI now has been caught working with local police forces and setting up fake social media profiles. In other words, you may get a friend request. It'll be from the FBI, and then they swoop in and watch everything you're doing and follow you wherever you go. That's actually a fact now. They're using this software. So, folks, listen, I think it's time. Either we take action or we might as well just say goodbye. And you say China, well, we're like Rome. We're going to collapse. Morally,
right.
we're going to collapse. Economically, we're $30 trillion in debt, and the Biden administration, I see giving all these lumps of money to foreign governments and stuff. Where's this money coming from?
Exactly.
It's coming from our tax dollars. They're making us work to do that.
And well, it's even coming from the generation that isn't even born yet, John. Think about it.
Exactly.
There's no way we could pay for this in our lifetimes.
No. And they don't care about that. All the people in Washington, D.C., like I said, those key studies showing that Washington, D.C. is run out of Princeton and Northwestern University. They did 20 years of study of policies passed in Washington, D.C. and came to the conclusion that Washington, D.C. is run by 585 billionaires who run everything, the so-called deep state. It's all about money. And it's time for local government. That's what this country was established on, the idea of local governments rule best. That's why you have a 10th Amendment, which says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. It's time to take over our local governments and say, we're not putting up with any more of this. Take your
exactly.
crap and go away and leave us alone. And it's time to fight back, folks. If you believe in your children, if you love your children, your grandchildren, you'll do this. You won't sit on your butt and watch 150 hours of television a month.
Exactly. You know, you say 585 oligarchs, and look who they kowtow to, the World Economic Forum. I mean, it's all all this, you know, that's where it's coming from. So that's why you keep an eye and listen to what is being said out of Davos right now. Davos. I mean, this is dangerous stuff that they're talking about. I mean, going into it, John, they were talking about surrendering our sovereignty. I mean, to the point that even a former ambassador from the Vatican said anybody that would surrender their health sovereignty to the WHO were treasonous.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, and of course, the Pope, on the other hand, says no, all honor and glory to the WHO. So, boy, I'll tell you, there is conflict in every institution around the world right now because we're fighting, you know, to your point, and you've been saying this for a long time, John, this is really a war against evil. It's good and evil, but you got to know what is good and what is evil, because as I was sharing with the audience last week, I said, you got to remember, Jesus was attacked by the ruling class at the time, and he was said to be evil. And he just asked it, you know, he said, well, who's your father? And he said, well, Abraham's our father. You know, he's not your father. And he goes, well, if Abraham was your father, you would know who I am, because Abraham is not your father. Your father is the father of lies. It's the devil himself. You see, that's the qualifier between good and evil. And that's what we need to be discerning of, to understand who is fighting for good and who's fighting for evil. And if you realize, go back, let's go back and remember, not that long ago, the Democratic Party said, we need to take God out of our platform. And they contrived this vote. I'll never forget. Anthony Villaraigosa, who was the mayor of Los Angeles at the time, John, did this stupid vote. It was a voice, you know, count vote, which, you know, there was hardly any kind of attribution, you know, to remove God from the, you know, from their platform. And he says, well, the eyes got it. You know, God is no longer going to be included in the platform that, for the Democratic Party. So what does that tell you going forward?
Well, what tells me forward is God's going to move forward, and it's up to us, we the people, to go ahead and say we're going to do what we want to do in our local communities. We're right. going to honor God. We're going to have God with a capital G, not government Amen. With a capital G. And here's the Amen. Other thing. We the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. That's how the Constitution starts. It says we the people are the government. So quit kowtowing to the so-called government officials. You are the master. They are your servants, all of them out there. And we need to get together in our local communities. Like I say, that's our last hope, folks, because we are. And Bill is right. We're moving into a global government. They're really pushing that hard right now in digital currency and digital everything, which means they will control every aspect of your life and put you away in prison when they want to do it if you say the wrong word.
Well, you saw what happened with the January 6th Patriots. Now, I imagine some of them did wrong. And they should be, you know, they should be sentenced according to the crime. But others who came in by invitation, but, you know, the big push here, it was a political push and a slapdown of anything that was conservative, anything that would support Donald Trump whatsoever. That is clear. And, of course, previously we had what Barack Obama did with Lois Lerner and the IRS, as you'll recall, canceling, you know, any anything that had to do with tea parties or anything conservative. Barack Obama deemed it a war against the government, a war against him, and Lois Lerner and the IRS went full force after them, would not give them tax exemption, which they had every right to get. And I believe, John, that single step alone probably affected at least eight and continues to affect voting cycles even to this day because of what they did. So now the new target, as we were talking about, is now with that same model, now it's parents. You know, parents are the domestic terrorist, and anything that rises
extreme,
its head,
yes.
yeah, we're all extreme, and we're subject to arrest, right?
Because we have free speech. But realize, you talked about Jesus earlier. Jesus was arrested for free speech. That was
yes.
it. He got out there, he spoke the truth, and when Pontius said, you know, are you going to give up, whatever, he told Pontius, go get lost. I'm going to move forward in my life. And that's the key here. You're going to get kicked in the head. I mean, you're talking to John Whitehead for 40 years who got kicked in the head for standing up for freedom and fighting cases, getting criticized by a lot of people for, why would you take that guy? Because
exactly.
he spoke free speech, you know, and that's the thing. Stand up, you may get kicked a bit, but keep going, folks. That's the only way freedom will survive.
And the other thing with the free speech, Johnny did good. Look at all the healings that he did, everything, and the blessings that he put out there. See, and this is what the church can do today, and what, in some cases, the church is doing and people are doing. So stay the course, know what you stand on, and trust
Don't
that God
up.
Will be there for you. Exactly. Never, 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 never give up.
John White, thank you, John.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot, non-life-threatening injury. But at that point, they were able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as I was referring to Davos in Switzerland that is taking place, it will end today. It was the Norwegian finance chief executive officer, Kirsten Braven, that described the current global energy upheaval as a transition. When was the last time you heard that, right? Transition. While predicting mass shortages and economic hardships and claiming the pain is worth it. I mean, did you vote on this? I mean, look at, and don't think, because as we were talking with John Whitehead just a moment ago about these oligarchs, and they're all in lockstep with the World Economic Forum, which is what Davos is all about. This is what's coming out. They're telling us up front, get ready. We're going to have all these mass shortages, fuel going up, everything that Joe Biden and this administration is consistent with the globalist and with the World Economic Forum, including surrendering our health sovereignty. Are you ready for this? I mean, you know, and you heard me say this. I mean, even an archbishop out of the Vatican, a former ambassador for the Vatican to the United States, said, hey, anybody that surrenders their sovereignty to the WHO is committing treason. Okay, so this is the kind of banter. And don't think that it's mere rhetoric. No, they're serious like a heart attack, because guess what? They have their hands on the levers to control what is happening around the world, including the United States of America. This is why all this stuff that is going on right now with Joe Biden, you scratch your head and you're going, what in the heck is happening? Well, it is It is not incompetence, ladies and gentlemen. It is a deliberate agenda that is brought to you by the World Economic Forum and these globalists that are taking over everything, and including the American way of life. Not only for us, our grandchildren, and those kids of ours that aren't even born yet. That's how diabolical and evil this is. Thomas Renz is with us right now. We're going to talk about the WHO, monkeypox, and the continued war on freedom. Thomas is, he's a lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors, Make Americans Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here, Bill. Wish I was here to talk about happier stuff, though.
Well, it is what it is, and if we don't sound the alarm on this, Tom, who's going to do this? I mean, the mainstream media is not talking about it. Yeah.
No, they're owned by the WEF, and they're actively controlled and actively covering up what's going on. So you're right. I mean, but for guys like you who have the courage to actually go on air and talk about it, nobody hears what's going on. Nobody hears. There's literally a war against America and against freedom right now in every way but the guns. I mean, you know, they're not shooting us. They're killing people with jabs, but they're not shooting yet. Thank God that they're not shooting people. But because nobody wants violence. But you know,
but to their end though, Tom, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, if it comes down to it, I mean, this is why you had the Oath Keepers come about in the first place. The Oath Keepers came about because they said they did not want, they wanted to be on record as if they were told to shoot on American citizens, they would not. That is the basis of Oath Keepers, is it not?
Well, yeah, and that's a critical thing. You know, I mean, we need to make sure that they're aware that we will stand our ground. Nobody wants to ever see the Second Amendment go into play for what it was actually intended for, which is, you know, the preservation of freedom, the ultimate preservation of freedom. But, you know, there are people, a lot of them, who will stand for freedom to the bitter end, and that's
exactly
that's the reality. You know, but there is, Bill, you know, the thing about this is monkeypox, the WHO, all these different things. But then not only that, look at the censorship. Look at what's going on with regards to the schools, you know, trying to push these things that are screwing up our kids' heads. Yeah. The shortages, the energy prices, literally there is not a single sector of America that's not under attack right now. And none of this is for the benefit of the American people. It's all against the will of the American people. So how, you know, this doesn't happen by accident.
No, it doesn't. And the leadership of Joe Biden is consistent. It's never been proactive. It's always been reactive. I mean, you go back through his history. Has he ever been in front of anything? And in this case, whether we're talking baby formula, I mean, they knew about this last year and they waited till the bitter end. I'll tell you, if Joe Biden would have been in the place of Donald Trump, with the rise of COVID and there was, you know, some conversation that we needed a vaccine, Joe Biden would still be having meetings over it.
Oh, at best. I mean, you know, the reality is that, first of all, let's be real clear about one thing. Biden is, I mean, the guy appears to be suffering from some pretty severe dementia. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows where he's at. I mean, the guy pooped his pants. For God's sakes, this is really a continuation of the Obama administration. I mean, you know, what we have, I call it the Biden administration because Biden's there. But, you know, this guy's he's always been a guy who's the first guy in line to sell out for whoever the highest bidder is. You know, corruption is his game.
Yes.
But what we have is worse than a corrupt guy who's, you know, demented and doesn't know what's going on, is we've got people around him who are totally bought and paid for by these people who are enemies of America. And they're using the power of the executive branch in every way possible to attack everything about America. And I got to tell you, but for we the people who are sharing information, who are educating the public, and who are demanding that we take a stand on this, we'd be in a much worse situation already, but it's not enough. We've got to do more.
Well, what did Barack Obama say? I mean, when he was asked about a third term or ever running again,
he pretty much laid it out, said, you know, I wouldn't mind being in a back room somewhere and having the ear of the president and being able to, you know, he said offer input. But the way in which he said it, it was more than offer input. He wanted to have control of the levers of government once again. And keep in mind, I mean, you know, Barack Obama gave us that famous phrase of, you know, get ready. This is the start of the fundamental transformation of America. Now, under Joe Biden, boy, we're if you didn't understand then and question what that meant, I think you're starting to have a pretty good idea right now. Forget about the Constitution. I mean, this idea that he was a constitutional professor, I'm going, you know, what Constitution did he teach, or what was the basis of his teachings when he was a professor, supposedly, in teaching everybody about the Constitution? Because his later statements were that, oh, you know, it's not necessarily what was it, relevant today, that it's elastic in nature.
Yeah, the Constitution is not elastic in nature. It's quite clear. And the reality is that it's very simple to understand if you're willing to look. You know, the Constitution was developed and structured in a way where it was meant to be able to be changed if necessary, but we have a process for that,
exactly.
Right? It's called the amendment process.
Mm-hmm.
The words of the Constitution are what they are. Now, you know, we're in a state now where people, words don't apparently mean too much. I mean, you know, you can be a boy, you can have boy parts, and if they want to call you, want to call yourself a girl, you're a girl today.
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, the sky's not green, blue today. It's green because, you know, we're just going to change the definition of blue. You know, mm-hmm. So we've decided that words don't have meaning because we want to change the definition because they're inconvenient. But this is absurd. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, the basis of law is that it's something that you can understand, that it's accessible, and that you can rely on it. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't change. I mean, that's fundamental to our Constitution. No society can function with law that doesn't have meaning. And when you change the meaning of words, no law can have meaning. So, you know, this is the foundation of what's going on. And this is part of the whole attack on America. We literally, they want to disrupt every part of America right down to the meaning of words.
Exactly.
To undermine us.
Well, Thomas Renz, this is what we the people need to understand. That this is typical of nations that have gone before us, and this led to their deaths and eradication, was that they surrendered the definition of words. It all starts so subtle, and you get people's minds all twisted, you dumb them down, and they become malleable and controllable. And next thing you know, they are controlled. And they're being cooked, and it's too late. Thomas Renz is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Tom on the other side. Stay with us.
Want to kill bugs like the pros do? Now you can with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control. All of our plant-based products are safe to use around children and pets and won't leave behind a messy, oily residue. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407.
800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, I got to tell you, this is why the truth means so much to me, and I know for many of you it's the same thing. We've been lied to time and again. Thomas and I were just talking off air about this grand delusion that has dumbed us down in such a way that it has, promoted a surrendering of our freedoms. And look what happened. I mean, we're up to, over 1 million people, and I kind of even say that with an asterisk in my voice, because even the CDC came out and admitted that probably the number of people who died from COVID solely was somewhere around 3%. Well, that's, the range of not as severe as a flu season. But nonetheless, the number is 1 million, and they still continue to tout that, not the adjusted number, the real number of people who actually died of COVID alone. So the reality is, and the experience that we were subjected to for these last 2.5 years, smart people are figuring this out. You know, as Thomas was saying, he says, you're talking to your neighbor and you say, hey, look, I got, all kinds of jabs and I got all kinds of variants of COVID. Others said, yeah, he got jabbed up and boosted and everything and he's dead. So you have all this anecdotal information that we're trying to decipher. And Thomas Renz, we still have so many questions, and the government would want us to believe that the WHO should be the standard of our health, the health system of America, and they were the ones that were so far behind who lied to us and protected the communist Chinese from, coming and being forthcoming about COVID to begin with. And we still have so many questions, and now we're just going to rely on the WHO?
Real clear about what's going on with that. The WHO, they have everybody's best interest in heart at mind other than the American people or anybody else that wants to be free. These guys are absolute scumbags. They're garbage. And, if you trust them, I got a bridge for you. This whole thing with this WHO amendment, it's a little bit different than what's been reported. A lot of people are talking about, it's giving up the entirety of American sovereignty. Well, you can't do that constitutionally, but here's what's going to happen. when you have an organization like the WHO, which we're a part of, there's the president has power constitutionally to deal with foreign relations. So he's going to use his foreign relations power as a basis to sell out more to the WHO, right? He's going to say, well, you know, this isn't unconstitutional, and if we do it, you know, I, you know, under WHO authority, you know, I can do this or I can do that, mm-hmm. right? And
right.
that's what he's trying to do. Now, imagine, you think how hard it is. If the IRS tells you they're going to audit you, think how terrifying that is. What can you do about that? Even if you get an attorney, 90% of the time they're going to tell you, well, listen, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine right. having an IRS-type organization, a big corrupt bureaucracy that isn't even part of the United States. You can't even sue them directly because they're not even a part of our country. That's what this is. That's what they're creating. And then the president's going to use his international relations authority and the Constitution to say, well, we've got to follow because, you know, I'm using my authority here. And it's a way to circumvent a lot of the laws and the protections of our Constitution. So we are giving up sovereignty to an extent. The other big thing that we're giving up is something no one's going to talk about. You know, if you listen to Harari and you listen to Klaus Schwab mm-hmm. and you read their books and you listen to what China, you know, we know that these guys want data. They want mm-hmm. our health information. Okay. Right. Now you can argue with me why they want it all you want. Here's what I can tell you. If the Chinese Communist Party wants my health information, I don't want them to have it. I don't care what they're going to do with it. Right. But guess what happens? With this WHO treaty, one of the first things they do is they share information. No one's going to notice when Biden turns over the health records and the DNA data for every American that he's got, which, thanks to Obamacare, is pretty much everybody. Because we have electronic medical records now, right? And the government has access to that. So,
right.
So when these guys come in and they want stuff, Biden's going to just turn over all of that data. Nobody's even going to know. So it's not going to get challenged. It'd be hard to challenge in court anyways. And by the time you do challenge it, it's already done. So who cares?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, this is one of the most dangerous aspects of this is the fact that he can sell all of our information to our enemies. No one's even going to realize it's happening. And once it's gone, it's gone. And this is what they're telling us that they want. They want our data. They want our information. They want to know, you know, give me your DNA data. You know, that's what we know. There were records. I had a Newsweek report on my Substack that I just put out. Please subscribe if you're not. But, you know, a Newsweek report. Newsweek is not exactly a right-wing paper from back in 2021 talking about how they were selling our the PCR test, you know, for DNA data. Well, we know they're doing that. We know that's been happening. We know a lot of it's ended up in China's hands. Why does China want it? They're not our friends. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So you really want China to have it. So, you know, that's stuff that's happening, and nobody realizes it. And, you know, these are some of the real threats to our democracy and to our people. You know, the enemies of our nation want this information for a reason. It's not to do good for the American people. So that's, you know, we've got to take steps. We've got to stop this stuff.
Well, we need to understand, again, relevant to the consent of the governed and being properly informed, we need to understand what this information is and why data is so important and what they can do with it. And if you've not read anything about Harari that Thomas just referenced, you need to do a deeper dive in it, because he came out front and just laid it out and said, look, you got to understand, science is about power and control. End of story. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So they're going to take this data, and to the degree and the level of sophistication that they will be able to do, and they're already proving this, is that the biologics of each human being can be hacked. And this is what they're saying, is that, you know, they'll have this information, and next thing you know, they're going to be able to control you, and they're going to be able to hack your mind and cause you to do things that, you know, is outside of your will. So, I mean, and I know this sounds so science fiction-y and out there, but this is where we're heading, is it not, Thomas?
Well, that's what they're saying, right?
Right.
I mean, they're telling us that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to hack human beings. We want to go underneath the skin. You know, and here's the thing, right? So when we've seen this a lot, and what I compare this to is a serial killer. You know, you see serial killers, they always have to brag about what sort of evil they intend to do. I don't know why. It's just a trait of these people. I killed this many people. Okay, it seems kind of far-fetched. But then you dig into it and you find out, nope, they really did.
Right.
Well, do we, you know, when someone's telling you, someone that's got the power and authority of the WEF, which is pretty much the power and authority of every major billionaire company in the world, you don't just ignore that, right? You don't just blow it off. You got to take it serious because you got to look at where the threat's coming from. So, you know, we've got these people telling us what they want to do. We've got these people telling us, you know, that we're going to do all these terrible things. You know, do we really want to just blow that off and ignore it? You know,
exactly.
I mean, shouldn't we take that serious and, you know, do whatever we got to do to prevent that? So, yeah, I mean, this is a critical, critical thing. We've got to take this seriously. We've got to do what's necessary to stop these people from, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do. And, you know, let's look at monkeypox, right?
So, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, go ahead. Break that down.
So let's look at monkeypox. So Bill Gates ran and his crew, they all ran these simulations, the same simulations they ran on COVID before COVID became a crisis. You know, what's going to happen? How's this going to happen? This, that, and other. Well, monkeypox, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, in the Substack that I just put out, we've got the gain-of-function research that they've done on monkeypox. Now, monkeypox normally doesn't spread very quickly, but if you've done gain-of-function on it, well, maybe it does. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what sort of gain-of-function work they did. And, you know, do you want to trust that they didn't do any, you know, after COVID, anybody? Yeah, I mean, really? So, you know, they're doing this gain-of-function work. So we don't know. There's two things we don't know. We don't know whether the monkeypox that's running around right now is, you know, something that is, you know, gain-of-function enabled, or if it is, you know, the traditional. Now, the regular monkeypox has been out since the 1950s. So I don't know why we'd care if that was out. I mean, we already know what that is. That's a known quantity. So, you know, they're making a big deal about this monkeypox. The other thing we know is that monkeypox, even if it's the natural strain, may be more transmissible if you've had the vaccine. McCullough wrote a great scientific paper on this. And it wasn't specifically on that, but it talked about interferons and things like that, that may, you know, you can draw the conclusion that it's possible that monkeypox would be something that you'd be more susceptible to if you've been jabbed. Is that what's going on here? Is that why they're making a big deal? It looks just like what they did with COVID.
Right.
So should we just, you know, blow it off? I mean, you know, we blew it off with COVID and look at what happened. You know, I wrote on March 3rd of 2020, I wrote an article on my blog that nobody knew because nobody knew who I was, that said, hey, you know, are we going to give up our freedoms over a disease that's roughly as bad as the yearly flu? And by the way, that 3% of people who actually died from COVID that you cited, that was in one of our cases that we filed in September of 2020. So we've known that long.
Exactly. Well, Thomas, we got to leave it there. Thomas Renz, the lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make Americans free again, and Ohio stands up. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never never lose money, get our Retirement Readiness Kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.